Hey guys, it's Zach. The Morrison Kitchen. I love this place. It's a place where you can get a fresh cup of coffee, a nice warm cookie, some milk, or some wax-covered toast. Did I just say wax-covered toast? That doesn't seem right. Let's see if Mary can get that straightened out for us today, beyond Gilly.
What this is in the toaster?
I think Hope was trying to make candles.
In the toaster?
She wanted toast-shaped candles.
Ta-da! Hi, Mom. Hi, Tim.
Oh, hi,
hi, Haley.
Look what I have.
A new toaster?
No.
A robot that can clean my room for me?
Even better. My application for the Miss Rhubarb Festival pageant.
That's so not better than a robot.
Miss Rhubarb Festival?
Yeah, I'm so excited. But I've got so much to do before then. I need to get my dress and figure out what my talent is going to be and practice my interview questions. Mom, you can help me with the dress, right?
Well, sure. I didn't know you were interested in pageants.
What's not to like? I get to dress up and have a whole lot of people watch me. And here's the best part. If I win, I get to ride on the Miss Rhubarb float in the parade all around town.
Ah. What exactly does Miss Rhubarb Festival do?
I wear a sash, and I take the first bite of prize-winning rhubarb pie, and I get to wave from the float. I really should practice my wave.
You don't even like rhubarb.
Just one of the many sacrifices I'll make for the job. So here's the pattern I picked out for the dress, Mom.
You already bought one?
Yeah, I stopped by the fabric store on the way home. I'm so excited. And what do you think of this material? Isn't it beautiful? And guess what the color is?
Red?
Rhubarb! See, isn't it perfect? Do you like the dress, Mom?
It's beautiful. Or at least it will be when it's done.
Oh, I knew I could count on you, Mom. Thank you.
Oh, sure.
Now I just need to figure everything else out. I have no idea what my talent's gonna be.
I can help. I'll be your pageant coach.
You? What do you know about pageants?
Well, I helped Dad coach Little League, and I know all your strengths and weaknesses, and I actually like rhubarb pie. Besides, who else are you gonna get to help?
You're hired.
Do you need some help making the bed, Mary?
No, but thanks, John. Would you look at this, though?
Oh, what is it?
Well, what does it look like?
Oh, it's a pillow shaped like a lizard.
It's an M, the letter M for Mary.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
I made it in my home economics class in 8th grade. It didn't turn out very well.
Oh, I can sort of see how it might be an M.
And it took me all semester to make it.
Are you going to redecorate with it or something, honey?
No, but Haley wants to participate in the Miss Rhubarb Day Festival pageant.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why she's downstairs playing a kazoo while turning cartwheels.
She's trying to figure out her talent.
Yeah, I don't think the kazoo is it.
Anyway, I told her I would make her dress for the pageant, and now I'm having second thoughts.
I'm sure we can get someone else to make it. That's what seamstresses are for.
But I should make it. I'm her mother. Well, it can't be that hard. I've darned socks and reattached buttons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, making a dress is a little more complicated than sewing on a button, honey.
John, for Brooke, I knew what to do. I ironed her name on uniforms. I read books with her. I could relate to her interests. Yeah, yeah. With Haley, I still want to be involved, but it's more of a stretch for me. I've never done a pageant.
Mary, your support of her means more to her than anything.
No, I'm going to do this. How hard can it be to follow a pattern and make a dress? I can do it.
Okay. Now, can you put that pillow away now, please?
Ooh, catch. Oh, no.
La, 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 la.
Okay, you can stop.
La, la, la.
No, really, please, stop.
So, singing isn't my thing?
No, but maybe we could say that you're imitating mating calls of hyenas. Now, that would be an interesting talent.
Tim!
What about tap dancing? Didn't you used to take lessons?
I only had 2. Classes got canceled because I broke my instructor's toe.
Right. Okay, well, here, try this.
Fruit? I just had lunch.
Juggling. Three oranges.
I've never juggled.
It's easy. See? You just toss one up, catch the next, toss, catch, toss. See? Got it?
Looks easy enough. Okay, here it goes.
Okay.
Toss, catch.
Ow! Oh, my eye!
Sorry, Tim. Are you okay? The orange slipped away.
Yeah, I'm fine, I think. What are your thoughts on walking a tightrope?
Oh, this is pointless. I don't have a talent. What do I know how to do?
There are a lot of things you know how to do. It's just... Wait a minute. I have an idea.
I don't get it. I'm supposed to do Hope's hair?
Yep. Here are your supplies. Brush, comb, hair dryer, curling iron, straightener, gel, and hair accessories.
I thought we were working on my talent.
And I'm supposed to be cleaning wax out of the toaster.
Ew.
This is your talent, Haley. Don't you see? You're amazing at creating hairstyles. And you can do it at lightning speed.
It's true, you are. That's why I'm always asking you to do my hair.
And that's a talent?
Of course it is. Here's a stopwatch. Now, we need you to create three different looks in under 5 minutes.
No problem.
How fun!
Hand me the round brush and the gel.
Check.
Voila! What do you think, John?
The dress!
Yes!
Well, it looks like it's almost done.
Yes. I have to hem it up and have Haley try it on and maybe even out the sleeves a bit. But, well, it's almost there.
Turn it around so I can see.
Well, what do you think of the front first?
Yeah. That's the front?
Of course it's the front. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Mary, you put the zipper on the wrong side.
I can't believe I did that.
No, it was an innocent mistake.
And this was the last of the fabric. I need to go buy more. And then it's back to the sewing machine.
Are you sure? We can always call
some... I can do this. I can.
If you say so, honey.
Now, Haley Morrison. It is Morrison, correct?
Yes, Tim.
I'm just playing the part.
Okay.
Miss Morrison, if you were to serve as Miss Rhubarb Festival, what would you do to improve the community?
I would promote world peace, so everyone in the world could live in harmony.
Don't you think that's a little, much?
Isn't that the right answer? I thought world peace was always the right answer.
But this isn't a presidential inauguration. This is royalty over a rather unpopular vegetable.
Rhubarb is a vegetable?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a fruit.
Of course it's a vegetable. Haley, you really need to take this seriously if you want to be Miss Rhubarb.
But people make pies out of it. And jams. You don't make sweet things out of vegetables. Who ever heard of a broccoli pie or a celery jam?
For your information, rhubarb used to be used for medicinal purposes.
What back kind of purposes?
Here. I looked up rhubarb online and printed out some information for you.
Thanks. But you do know this isn't really about rhubarb, don't you? The festival is only an excuse to have a pageant. It's really mostly about sitting on the throne of the float.
Fine. Let's try it again.
Haley, as Miss Rhubarb Festival, what would you do to improve the community?
I would encourage people to learn more about the fascinating facts of rhubarb and not discount this delicious vegetable, merely because no one in their right mind would make a pie out of a vegetable.
Not bad. We'll work on it. Let's try another one.
Haley, if you had to be a type of fruit, what would you be?
An apricot. Or maybe a kiwi.
Haley, it's Miss Rhubarb Festival.
But I have to be honest, and you just told me rhubarb is a vegetable.
Yeah, you're right. But how about if you say kiwi, which goes nicely in a freshly cooked rhubarb pie?
Oh, I like it.
Okay, I cut here, and then, oops.
Mom, what are you doing? It's 2 a.m.
Oh, I was just finishing up your dress. Do you need something?
I was going to get some water.
I didn't mean for the stress to be a problem.
Oh, honey, it's no problem at all. I'm enjoying it.
You are?
I'm happy to help you with the pageant. It's just taken a little more time than I thought. No big deal.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Now you get your drink and go back to bed. I'll be finished with it soon and you can try it on in the morning.
Okay. Night. Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, honey. Okay, now. Come on, Mary, concentrate. A. This is... All right, there you go. Now, where am I supposed to put this piece? Oh, honestly. This is impossible.
Mary?
If I could... Does anyone in this family sleep?
I just thought I heard that leftover apple pie calling my name. Sorry.
It's in the fridge.
In the fridge, I think. I can't believe you're still up making this dress.
Yeah, well, I can't either. I should be done with it.
Honey, why don't you just tell Haley you can't do it? We can hire someone to make it. It's just a dress.
It's not just a dress. It symbolizes my involvement in her life.
Oh.
Oh, John, this pageant is important to her, and I want to be a part of it.
Okay, you're fine.
Oh, look at this zipper. Oh. Look at, it's all crooked.
Oh, yeah, it is.
When you support Keys for Kids, you're supporting the gospel in Afghanistan and Pakistan through our storytellers. When you support Keys for Kids, you're supporting public school kids hearing the Word of God through our partnership with the Three Heath Brothers. When you support Keys for Kids, you're supporting families growing a passion for Christ through our daily devotions and internet radio station. Learn more about Keys for Kids during our week of giving, May 12 through 16, at keysforkids.org/weekofgiving.
One more important thing we need to practice.
My float wave? I've already been practicing it in the mirror.
No, your response when the winner is announced.
Jump up and down and scream?
Wrong.
Why? Do you think I'm gonna lose?
Well, a good Miss Rhubarb is prepared for anything.
I thought that was a Boy Scout.
Okay, here's the thing. If you win, you need to appear gracious and appreciative.
Gracious and appreciative. Got it.
Okay, let's practice.
Okay.
And the new Miss Rhubarb is Haley Morrison.
Yes! I mean, that's delightful. How pleasant.
You sound a little like the Queen of England, but it'll do. Now, if you lose...
Oh, I don't want to lose.
Well, if you do lose, you need to appear gracious and genuinely pleased for the winner.
Yeah, only how can it be genuine if we're practicing my response?
Just do it.
And the new Miss Rhubarb is Matilda Platt.
Who's she?
I just made it up.
I'm sure I can beat someone named Matilda Platt.
Haley, practice your response. Smile pleasantly. There you go.
Oh, Matilda. Yes, she's lovely.
Pretty good. A little less teeth, though.
That Matilda, she doesn't stand a chance.
So, what do you think?
It's nice, Mom.
Yeah?
But it seems like the sleeves are different lengths.
Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can simply pin one up. That's easy enough.
And, the neckline doesn't seem quite right.
Oh, yes, it seems to be uneven. Well, I can work on that. But, overall... Do you like it?
It's really something.
Yeah?
Maybe we could take it out a little? I'm having some trouble walking in it.
Oh.
I suppose I could hop.
Oh, it does seem tight.
Wow, that looks great.
It does?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Well, thank you, Tim.
I didn't know this was part of the competition.
I told you I needed a pageant dress.
Oh, it's a dress? Sorry, I thought it was a costume. Like you had to dress up like a rhubarb stalk.
Oh
no.
Mom!
I'm gonna go make some toast.
Oh, Haley, I know this is disappointing, but... I think we need to call a seamstress.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're all right with that?
Of course I am.
But I wanted to be a part of this pageant, to experience it with you.
I want that too. But I think of that as you being there to support me and encourage me. The things you're really good at.
Well, I can certainly do that.
I know. I wouldn't have even considered entering the pageant, except that I know that you and Dad believe in me so much.
Oh, honey, it's not important to you that I make the dress myself?
Not at all. It's just a dress.
Oh.
What's important is that you're there cheering me on when the pageant starts. What's important is that you believe I can actually do okay in it.
Oh, Haley, of course I do. I think you'll be fabulous.
Thanks. That's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, and you'll be far more fabulous, however, if someone else makes your dress.
Yeah, maybe I needed to hear that, too.
Oh.
Oh, you look great.
You really do. You're beautiful.
Thanks, Hope.
And the dress turned out just perfectly.
Thanks to Mrs. Shipley.
Where's everyone else?
We're all sitting in the second row. Brooke just got here. She said to wish you luck.
Oh.
The only one we can't find is Tim. I don't.
Well, he was here a couple of minutes ago.
3 minutes to stage time, contestants.
Oh, my.
Oh, I'm so nervous. I'm shaking.
Come on, we're all praying for you.
Oh, Haley, you are going to impress the socks off of those judges. You're not only beautiful, you have an incredible personality, and they're going to see that right away.
Yeah, and the talent portion is going to blow them away. My hair is all set to be styled.
You are all so great.
All right, now, come on. I'm going to go sit with the others. We're excited for you, sweetie. Oh, break a leg. Yep, but not a nail.
Hey, there's Tim.
Oh, good.
Here, Haley. I got you a pretzel. Thought you might need something to settle your stomach.
Thanks. I haven't eaten anything today. I've been so nervous.
And I know you like your pretzels with mustard, so
Careful, Tim.
Whoa.
Oh. Oh, no. My dress. Oh. My dress.
2 minutes to stage time, contestants.
Oh, I can't go out like this. My dress is ruined.
Here, maybe we can wipe it off. I have a napkin.
You're smearing it everywhere, Tim. Just stop.
Sorry.
I might have a wet wipe to blot it up with.
It's no use. Tim, you've ruined it. You've ruined everything.
I can tell him to delay the start of the show.
No, you can't. Just get out of here.
Hey.
I'm going. I'm sorry.
Here, this wet wipe is blotting it up, honey.
But I'll have wet smudges.
We'll cover it up with your sash. Look. Look, I can pin it over this way.
Yeah, that looks a lot better.
Yeah.
I can't even tell.
Okay, this might work.
Contestants, line up to go out on stage. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Haley Morrison, who just created 3 different hairstyles in less than 5 minutes. Very nicely done.
Thank you.
And now for your interview questions. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Who do you admire most?
I would have to say my mom. She's strong in her faith, extremely generous, and has the biggest heart of anyone I know. Even with this pageant, this was new territory for her, but she was incredibly supportive because she knew how important it was to me.
Mm-hmm. If you were crowned as Miss Rhubarb Festival, what would you do for the community?
Well, I'd like to raise the community's awareness of how healthy and versatile rhubarb is, and help people incorporate it into their daily lives through desserts, jams, and innovative salads.
Very good.
That was the first answer that wasn't about promoting world peace.
And our final question. Rhubarb, vegetable or fruit?
Well, rhubarb is actually a vegetable, most closely related to the garden sorrel. It is indigenous to Asia, but is now also grown in the northern U.S. and Canada. It's rich in vitamin C and dietary fiber.
Good job, Haley.
Thanks, Mom. Did you hear that?
Oh, yes.
Tim was right on with his questions, and I never would have gotten that last one right without his information. Where is he?
Honey, I think he left.
He left? Why?
Well, you were so upset with him.
But he wouldn't leave. He's the one that helped me get here. He needs to see this.
Tim felt really bad about the mustard.
Who cares about the mustard?
Well, you were pretty upset.
Oh, no. Mom, what am I going to do? He should be here. I couldn't have done any of this without him.
I don't know, honey.
Contestants, we need you back on stage. We're going to announce the winner. Amy Rufus. Congratulations to Amy on being first runner-up. And now, for the next Miss Rhubarb Festival, Miss Haley Morrison! Here's your crown, Haley. Congratulations!
Thank you! And I want to thank my family, especially my mom and my brother Tim, for all their help.
Do you know what's next?
I get to ride on the rhubarb float.
That's right. It's waiting out front. You'll be leading the parade today.
Thank you so much. But, well, I don't think I can do it.
What?
I need to get my brother.
But we need to leave in a couple minutes.
I know. I'm sorry. Start without me. I'll catch up.
I'll never understand teenage girls.
Haley? What are you doing? Nice crown.
Thanks.
So, you won?
Thanks to you. They asked about rhubarb and everything.
I didn't even know if you were going to compete after I dumped mustard on you. I'm really sorry.
It ended up not being a big deal. Mom got it out.
Oh.
I'm sorry I reacted the way I did. I shouldn't have treated you that way.
Oh, I forgive you.
Thanks. Really, with all your help, you deserve this crown more than I do.
Well, it looks better on you, so you can keep it. Hey, shouldn't you be on a float? That's the part you were really looking forward to.
Yeah, but when I realized you weren't there when I got crowned, I knew that wasn't the most important part. You were a great coach and a great friend helping me get ready for this pageant. And I know now that having a brother like you is way more important than any float.
Thanks, Haley. But you're missing the parade.
I'll catch up. Hey, you should come with me.
On the float?
Sure. Mom's waiting outside to drive us. I bet we can get on it before it turns on Main Street.
Well, let's go.
Hey, do you still have that pretzel? I'm starving.
You can eat it on the float. Do you want me to get some mustard?
No, they'll probably have rhubarb jam I can use.
Oh.
Rhubarb jam. That sounds really good, Haley. I think I'll try some on toast. Let me ask you guys, did you think Haley was gonna win? I didn't know what would happen, but I sure was glad that she was able to make it to the top with the help of her family. Tim was able to coach her on interviewing and talent, and Mrs. Morrison did the best thing that she could, just being Haley's cheerleader. Now, I wonder if you've ever felt like Mary felt on today's episode. She thought she didn't have too much to offer Haley after the dressmaking failed, when she really did. All that Haley really needed was someone to love and support her, and Mary did that really well. Sometimes what you and I need isn't a physical gift, but instead a simple gift of love. Jesus says in the Bible that we should love each other as I have loved you. And that love for one another could mean just being there, like Mary was for Haley this week. I'm glad she was able to see that all she needed to do was give her love, and it makes me want to try to do that too. And the best part, it's free. So let's try it together, and then why don't you write me and let me know how it goes? Our address is gilead@keysforkids.org. As always, we love to hear from you. Beyond Gilead is based on characters and situations in Down Gilead Lane and is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. Today's episode, Miss Rhubarb, was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, post-production by Cal Olson and Joe Carroll. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie was the executive producer. And as always, I'm Zach, inviting you back soon for another walk beyond Gilead.